Sunday night and I am watching Adult Swim. I just watched the, 15 minutes ago, I watched the second episode of The Boondocks. I like it. I haven't seen Perfect Hair forever. I don't know. And I really wish that they would play home movies in their late spot. I can't believe that they put up Baby Blues again. I find that ridiculous that they put up Baby Blues. Oh, I mean, that's so early Adult Swim when they really didn't have anything. That's, oh. And Home Movies is such a better show. I have the first two seasons of Home Movies on DVD, and I really want the third one. I don't know. I want all of them because I... Because post-breakups, I become obsessed with television shows. My last breakup, the one that was a couple... was like almost 2 years ago. The one that wasn't just a month ago. The one that I'm not bitter about. It was with a guy from... ironically enough, from... He was a caseworker at the mental health center in Livingston, Montana, and I was working at the drugstore, and he would come in with his clients and what have you, and so. And he had hair like Ben Folds, and he kind of looked like Ben Folds, and he's cute. He was short, though. He was, like, exactly my height. I couldn't wear heels or anything. But, yeah, on New Year's Eve, this guy who is mental health caseworker, we were driving back to his apartment and he said, "We're all gonna die." It's not right then, but so he was very uplifting. And also, you can't, I felt weird saying his name in bed because his name was Stefan. It's not a name that you can say in bed without feeling like you should have a corset on and that the guy should have a powdered wig that you toss aside casually. I just don't get it. So, yes, it's November 13th. You know what? It's exactly a month. It's exactly a month since my ex-boyfriend and I broke up. Huh. Things like that just tend to happen to me. It just happens to be exactly a month today that he called me back from the message that I left yesterday. Huh. That's fun. Oh yeah, but the last time, so when that ended, I got really into the show 24, which if you have checked out my blog, at mtoutburst.blogspot.com. You can see that I like Kiefer Sutherland. And then I really started liking him when I watched the second episode of the first season when he took off the guy's thumb with a knife so that he could check the fingerprint. I don't know. So after breakups, I apparently go into obsession mode with the television series, and this breakup, I have watched a lot of The West Wing. I went out and bought 4 seasons of it. It was used from Coconut, so it wasn't that bad. But I watched 3 of them pretty quickly, back to back, so yeah. But I've stalled on the 4th season and need to watch something else. Is becoming slightly obsessed with Bradley Whitford. So, anyways, I had people come in on Friday night into my room. This is my embarrassing outburst for the day, for the weekend. I had people come into my room on Friday. Like, I took a nap because we had a fucking fire drill on Thursday, and or a fire alarm go off. So I was tired. I took some Tylenol PM and some generic Tylenol PM, and I took a nap. Yay, nap. So I wake up about 5 hours later to someone talking to me, which doesn't usually happen in my room that often. It's some woman coming in. She's like, oh, hi, hi. Sorry to wake you. We need to check your screens because we had a report that someone dropped a can out of the side of the building, out of the windows. So, yeah, I'll just check them from here. Okay, yeah, looks like your screens are fine there. And oh, yeah, there too. Okay. Okay, go back to sleep. Probably need it after last night. Okay, bye. Someone dropped a fucking can out of the window. Roughly a month after a girl on the other side of the building got knocked unconscious, hit in the head by something coming out of someone's window on the 12th or 13th floor. And I live on the 12th floor. So someone on the other side of the building, on my side of the building, probably from this floor, dropped another fucking thing out of the window. So we all get more people coming into our rooms and checking and all this shit. Ugh. Don't do stupid shit like that. I mean, if you're gonna do stupid shit, at least have it be... Fuck, you're an art student. At least have it be creative stupid shit. Not, I'm gonna drop a rock or a can or ashtray out of the window and see it hit the ground. Or a person. Do something more creative than that, for Christ's sakes. Do something that doesn't cause... That's not an incentive for people to barge into other people's rooms and inspect them for screens or for whatever. Because then you're just going to have all these fucking little art students go, oh, what about my First Amendment? They're not allowed to come in my room and do... That's a completely different issue. Let's first start with who was stupid enough to drop a fucking can out of their window. Jesus Christ. To quote Danny Glover, I'm too old for this shit. I'm only 26. I know it. But when you're surrounded by 18-year-olds, 26 feels very, very old. So, and I felt even older on Saturday night because Saturday was a wonderful day of, hey, look at all these people who you went to school with. They're doing things that you aren't. And you're still in school. Like on Saturday, well, Saturday Night Live was on and had Jason Lee. And I barely watched it because it's not funny. So, and my phone's ringing. Just a sec. Okay, that was just my mom. With typical mom questions. Oh, how are you? Fine. So. And she's having her comeuppance or she's already had it for liking my ex-boyfriend too much. Because she suddenly goes from just loving him so much, thinking so well of him, to... Oh, well, he's acting like an ass. Or, I don't like that at all. Or, yeah, things like that, so. It's like, yes! That's only a tenth of how I feel, yes. He was acting quite well, now he's quite an ass. And, I just have to say that, just never call your ex. Never. Ever. Ever. Because nothing good can come from it. Only bad. That's all I got. And so I'm gonna say goodbye. And finish smoking a cigarette. Ah, cigarettes. So that's it. That's all I got. I'm gonna go to bed now, and hopefully this week I'll get some monotyping done and some painting stuff done. And hopefully I won't feel like crap. So, yeah.